Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.
The following podcast is not real. There are no other worlds. And if there were, believe me, they're not going to be first contacting you anytime soon. I mean, sort it out. Okay, Craig, I still haven't fixed that glitch that makes you think you're a steamboat captain, but do you want to hop on some pre-show announcement action?
Well, we've only got a few minutes here before we head out to Charleston, but first I wanted to remind you that there's a special interactive episode of Hello from the Magic Tavern on the Amazon Echo called Magic Tavern Adventure. It's completely free and has flour in it and drip fang, and you can affect the choices made in the episode. And those choices get very, very strange. That's Magic Tavern Adventure for the Amazon Echo. Back to you, Mr. Hawthorne.
Thanks, Craig. I'm sure based on that reading, our sponsors are Scrooge McDucking it through their piles of gold. And now, without further delay, enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. About 2¾ years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from that dimensional rift where I upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, which is filled with secrets and secret objects and weapons that, you know what, I am trying to find with the help of you, dear listener, but also with the help of my co-host, Usidor the Wizard.
I am Usidor, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Trachis. The elves know me as Fiengyalak, the dwarves know me as Zunin and Hookstanges, and I am known in the northeast as Gasmuenius Maystar, and there may be other secret names. Names that contain such pure good, such concentrated levels of pure kindness, that if I were to speak them aloud, no one would be mad at each other anymore.
At all?
No.
Like, you could solve world madness? Wait, that sounded weird. Different than I meant. Different things mean different things, but
it's true.
Why don't you just say those names? Why is that a secret name?
Because the challenge.
The MTV show?
What?
Never mind. I'm also joined by my other co-host, Chunt, the leader of the guards.
Oh, yeah, baby. Little squishing it.
Little squish.
Sorry, you just run. I just ran right into the tavern. Sorry to be a total room raider.
A room raider?
Yeah. Is that all right?
Yeah, sure.
Be a bit of a fifth wheel.
Fifth wheel?
And you know what? I heard your intro.
Yes.
And I'm a little mad at you. You said that we are discovering all these secret weapons and items within the tavern, and I found something on your fucking computer, bub.
What?
A secret that you've been hiding from me.
Hey, do not look in all of the folders on my computer.
Well, one, later, let's talk about your search history, whatever that is. Two, I found a button that automatically produces tuna, and you didn't think to tell me, a badger, about an auto-tune button?
Oh, yeah. Have you hit it? Because it's not going to get the result that you want.
Well, let's see what it does. I want some tuna.
Give me some tuna, automatic tuna.
I guess that was the result that you want. John, how are things going with the guards? You're in charge of the guards.
Good. Yeah, I'm a little bit of a big man on campus and making my authority known. And things were going pretty well. And I think now that we defeated the Dark Lord, Asterix, we can now focus on other things in our life. So I am going back out there, putting myself back out on the market, trying to maybe settle down.
This is a little bit of a weird question, John. This is going to bother me if I don't address it right now. When you have that asterisk, is that one where we explain that asterisk at the very end of the episode, or should we like footnote it right now?
Well, I feel like listeners know we didn't really defeat the Dark Lord.
Well, you know,
it's sort of a stalemate. It's sort of a
sure. He left Hogsface and he left us in charge of all of his minions here, and technically we're doing what he wants, but like we're still actively trying to defeat him.
He would like to believe we are doing as he wishes. It just so happens that we happen to want the same things right now. For I must defeat the void. I shall search high and low until I find everything that I need to overcome that great evil. And then a second great evil beyond that of the Dark Lord himself shall be vanquished in turn.
And when are we going to fight the Grugan?
What?
The Grugan.
Who's the Grugan?
Oh, yeah. People in town keep talking about how everything's going to be destroyed by the Grugan.
Were you not here for the Grugan?
No.
Usador, I know about one of our arch nemesises that you don't know about.
Trust us. The Grugan is bad news.
Oh, boy. Usador, careful. We got to do something about the Grugan.
I must defeat this Grugan. I shall learn everything that there is to know about the Grugan. I shall search high and low for information, and then once I find out all of his terrible, or her... terrible secrets.
Usador, you've got to learn more about the Grugan.
I've got to go.
Yeah. That should keep him busy for a while.
I feel like he has a bit of a complex.
I think so,
anything
yeah.
he hears about, he has to conquer.
So, John, is it difficult being in charge of the guards when you're so small and adorable? Like, you're their boss, but you're just like a little badger.
Yeah, sometimes people don't take me seriously.
Tomes and grimoires here. I shall find all I need to know about this Grugan.
Is that what a grimoire looks like?
Is that your new guard's uniform?
Mm-hmm.
The little short shorts and the midriff-bearing t-shirt?
Yeah, just change it up. Just trying something new.
Get wet.
Is that a fun new catchphrase?
Get wet. Seems like it'd be hard to raid rooms in that kind of outfit.
Listen, if you turn off the lights, you're not going to like what you see. There's going to be stains all over the place.
Get wet.
Hold on. Let me try out my new catchphrase with this auto-tune.
Get wet, are you, baby?
Oh. Arnie, try something with auto-tuna.
Hey, guys, I'm a guy who likes to be out of tune.
It made me sound amazing. Oh, my gosh.
Usador, try something with
auto-tuna. But I gave it so much to work with originally.
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. Bales know me as Fiang Yalak. Bales know... What am I saying?
Oh, God. Too much auto-tuna.
That was confusing me.
Guys, look, we got to focus up, all right? I want to spend some time this week looking around the tavern, finding weapons, trying to figure out the stuff that we can use to defeat the Dark Lord, the Void, the Grugan.
Now, for many years, I have been planning to open that chest right there.
But that big treasure chest?
Yeah, the one right next to the table that we've never opened.
It, you know what? Every once in a while, I'm like, I wonder what's in that treasure chest that's sitting right next to this very table.
I thought the same thing, where I'm like, is this a community chest? Like, is this for anyone to open? Like, you know, like sometimes somebody will bring in, like, cake, and you're like, is this everyone cake?
Yeah. There's not, like, a post-it note. No one wrote their name on it.
A what?
On my world, if you don't want someone...
What's the difference when you say on my world and in my world? Because sometimes you say in my world, and sometimes you say on my world.
Answer my question first.
Okay.
Look, how about this? We already did asterisk. This one is one. So at the end of the show, I'll explain on my world, in my world, and rocking
my world.
So I
have the numbers. Give me the numbers, and you take the asterisk.
Oh, you're right. I'm not good with numbers.
Give me numbers, and you take mine.
Okay, super. Guys, people who are really trying to, like, classify this episode, this will be real easy to follow.
Let's focus up. Yeah, let's focus up.
All right. Yeah, let's open the treasure chest.
Well, I'd love to. I always mean to open it when I come, and it's a Vermilion Minotaur. But I get distracted because perhaps I order some rooster's feet or some... Oh, would you... some rooster's feet for the table and a pile of Grembear.
The what's this?
A pile of Grembear?
What's Grembear?
Oh, it's a delicious jelly that they just find in the ocean.
Oh, I could talk about this all day.
Where are we going to do something?
Open the chest. We're going to open the chest.
Oh, open the chest. Yes. That's right.
All hands on.
Well, hold. Sorry, man.
Whoa.
Yeah, I just wanted to stop you right there. Didn't want y'all to touch me. I am incredibly sticky. So, sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt.
That's a talking chest.
Yeah, just a big fan of the show. Didn't mean to interrupt. Please. Feel free, go right back to doing your show and talk about the thing. I'll just be here listening, enjoying.
You've been listening to our show? You said you're a fan?
Yeah, big fan. I'm here every week, man, just catching the show and listening and enjoying and trying not to bother y'all. So
now that I think about it, that chest has been there every week since the beginning. Like, he's probably been here for more episodes than Usador or Chund has, or maybe even me.
I think I've been here the whole time.
I mean, you died.
Oh, that's right.
I remember that. Yeah, I was there.
Oh, that's so great. Well, what do we call you? Like,
you can call me Chest Trunkborn.
Chest Trunkborn?
Trunkborn.
Okay.
It's got an omelet over the U.
An omelet?
An omelet, yeah. It's got two, like, egg shapes, over the U. So Arnie, it's like an ooh.
The way to remember it would be, like, Junk in the Trunk?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm a mimic. You know that? Do you have that on Earth?
Do you have mimics on Earth?
Do you have mimics in Earth?
On my world, we do. Mira Sorvino is fighting a mimic.
Wait, she's a mirror?
That makes sense. Mira
Sorvino?
Yeah. Because, like, mimic, you copy the image. So, I mean, that tracks. Mira Sorvino.
So, wait, so you're not a treasure chest? Because I gotta say.
Well, I mean, I am a treasure chest, but I'm not a treasure chest. You know what I mean? So, like, right now, just like Chunt is a badger, but he's not a badger.
Oh, yeah. But you know what I mean?
He really does look a badger.
Yeah. But he's a shapeshifter who looks like a badger, who is currently a badger, but he is not a badger. Yeah.
You see, Arnold, on our world, there are mimics who can take all sorts of fantastical shapes, and oft they do hide themselves in dungeons as something that you desperately want to get to, something you wish to open, like a treasure chest or an ornate box
or a crate.
A crate. With something you desperately want to open, and as soon as you get close to it, you're stuck to it, and they devour you.
A chiffer robe?
A chiffer robe, just a cabinet, maybe like a vanity medicine cabinet.
Oh, man, if I were in a dungeon and I came across a medicine cabinet, I could not resist opening it.
Just like a box. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Just like a box.
Just a box.
Just a box. A barrel, maybe, like a box-shaped barrel. The squarer, the better, really, because, like, round is hard, you know? But, like, corners are easy. There's a lot less, like, figuring.
I would think it would be the other way around. I would think not having corners would be easier. You just wouldn't want...
Well, because with corners, you know where to stop. You know, it's like, end, go that way, right? Mm-hmm. But with, like, a circle, it's like, and I'm going around again. You know what I mean?
And
it's like,
Maybe you just spiral into yourself over and over again.
I was a cinnamon bun once.
Oh.
And do you have that here?
Details.
Well, I just kept going, you know what I mean? And I spiraled out of control, but I was delicious.
Oh, boy, I got to tell you, once I spiraled out of control and did involve a cinnamon bun. But
that doesn't surprise a fan of the show. That does not surprise me.
Oh, you know.
That's very interesting because cinnamon buns are naturally sticky, so you'd be less surprised. But when you touch these treasure chests that mimics take the shape of, you get stuck to them and they devour you.
That's why you're sticky. I just thought it was just a weird
secretion. Let me tell you, it is why I was originally here to eat you, Arnie.
Oh,
that was
me?
My plan. Yeah,
damn.
I saw you kind of stumbling through Hawk's face, and I was like, oh, easy mark.
Yeah.
You know, and then I came in here, disguised myself, and I thought, oh, as soon as he opens me,
And I remember my first week here, I was like, treasure chest.
Right.
I have got to open that. I'm definitely going to get around to that. I'm going to make a promise to myself and the listeners. I'm going to open that treasure chest.
Here, I'll show you how it works. Rupert, come over here. Rupert.
Oh, yeah. This is fine.
Rupert, here. We want you to have this treasure chest.
Arnie, watch him do it. He's a fucking rube.
Why, thanks, guys. This is very generous of you.
Yeah,
well, Rupert, it's our gift to you.
Thank you.
Also, how's your brother, Cubert?
He's okay. He has his ups and downs. So, is there a key, or do I just...
Oh, no, just open it up.
Well, thank you so much, guys. How did you even know it was my birthday?
Oh,
happy birthday.
Oh. Super sweet of you. Well, let's go ahead and see what you all got me in this chest here.
Yeah, open it. Yeah.
Whoa! Oh, this hurts a whole lot more than I was expecting. It was good while it lasted. I'll see y'all later.
Happy birthday.
Can I... One, that was amazing, Chester. Dude, can I point out?
Chest.
Chest, I'm sorry.
That's fine.
I don't mean to be rude or take away anything from what you just did, because that was very impressive. But I noticed that much like when a monster eats a cookie, a lot of what you were eating just fell out of your mouth. It didn't necessarily seem
to... important to know. I don't need to eat.
Oh.
It's not for food.
Oh, really?
I'm a monster.
Oh, I see.
My original intention was I was going to eat Arnie, and then y'all started doing the show, and I was like, oh, no, hold on, wait.
Let's see where this goes.
Maybe next week I'll eat him. And then you just kept doing the show, and eventually I was just hooked, you know? And
so it's sort of a Dread Pirate Roberts situation.
A what?
Dread Pirate Roberts?
Yeah, what is a Dread Pirate Roberts?
There's this pirate who's just like this. He's not very good pirate. He's kind of dreadful.
Yeah.
His name is Robert. And he's always just procrastinating.
That actually seems pretty straightforward now that I think about it.
Yeah.
He's a dreadful pirate named Robert. I don't know why I was confused. I live here.
His personality traits are couched within his name.
You get it.
Yeah.
So come on, Buttercup, keep up.
So week after week you came here, or you were here.
I was here.
Planning to eat Arnie, and I'll be honest with you, Chest. I had much the same instinct at first.
Yeah, right? I mean, look at him.
That's delicious.
Wait, you were going to eat me?
Well, I thought about it in the early weeks. Every week when we went by, I was like, well, maybe next week I'll devour Arnie.
Yeah.
But I decided not to in the long run.
I mean, take it as a compliment. Let me remind you, I do not need to eat.
Yeah.
So, like, if I choose to eat you, it's kind of like, you know, like a date.
I'm going to say, Chest, even I'm going to say that, you know, I just happen to not be into being eaten alive. But I still take it. I'm still flattered.
Hey, thank you very much.
As it is intended.
Can I ask a question? Because I've just been saying, I didn't want to interrupt, but I have
Please.
So, let's go through all the questions you've had over 100 some episodes.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, okay.
So on the episode, I believe it was titled A Short One, you said off mic, and I was here, so I heard
Sure.
That you wanted to lay with Arnie.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my question. If you slept with a human, would you look like that human, or would you look like Chunt, but human? Second question, how many buttholes would that human have?
Good questions.
Well, I think normally Arnie only has one butthole, right? So I would probably have one butthole. I'll answer two first.
Thank you. That was the more pressing question, if I'm being honest.
But I did make a wish upon the bones of a great blue tiger that I always have two buttholes.
Yeah.
So I think I would still have two. And to answer question number one, if I may double back.
Please.
Double back?
Sorry?
Just a double butthole. Never mind.
You look real smug. What's going on?
Double back, the two butthole. Never mind.
Worth it.
It's not there. I don't know that it's there. Just as a fan, I also, let me know this is coming from a place of love, I will critique.
No,
that's
fair.
Because I love so much, I want it to be the best.
So wait
be.
A second. I have to say, though, Chess.
Wait, so I want the answer to my question.
You'll get it. But you've been here for almost 200 episodes. And this is the one bit of wordplay that you chose to critique?
Well, I didn't want to interrupt. Y'all seem to have a flow going. But I do have a lengthy page notes.
Great.
So would you look like Arnie or would you look like Chunt but human?
I feel like I would definitely be Arnie, but like 5% would be like a twinkle in my eye, where you're like, that's not Arnie, that's...
Or a twinkle in your second butthole.
Yeah, oh,
like,
absolutely.
Oh, I can't tell which one's which. Turn around.
Yep.
Yeah.
Buttholes are nature's stars.
Now, this made me think of something. If you have relations with a creature who only has one anus, do you get to decide where the second one goes? If you had sex with Arnie, could you put the second anus, like, right in the middle of his forehead?
Oh, question 2A, branching off of that question, do you get to decide which one's functional?
Ooh.
Oh, man, this is the most I've ever delved into my butthole play.
Well, I've been listening for a while, and I've wanted to ask this forever.
I just want to butt in for a second to say 2A.
Hey, shut your hole. Go on.
Yeah, I don't know. Holy crap, that would be amazing. If I could
choose...
Can I
also just say, it's so easy to be mean to Arnie once you start talking on this show.
Yeah.
It's something about the microphones or the chairs or something.
You get
I'm
it.
A big fan,
you get
but suddenly
it. Yeah.
Someone tell him to shut up.
It's in the ether.
But Chest, you've been here all the times, even when we're not doing the show, and you know how most of the week everyone here like is so nice to me and mostly very complimentary to me.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Chest, it's not too late for us to eat him.
No, I mean, listen, man. If the show ever goes downhill... If I ever
and
stop
shit
being
always
a fan,
goes down.
Listen, shit goes down. If I stop being a fan, I'm not above eating them.
All right, I'll let you. Okay. We'll talk.
Okay. Okay, I got another question. I got this one's for you, Sidor.
Oh, yeah, well.
I've noticed in your intro, you say there may be other secret names. Is that just you not admitting to them, or you don't know?
Oh, I have many names I don't know.
Okay, so there may be, there may not be.
Well, there certainly are some.
Uh huh.
Some that are terrible and destructive and so powerful that if I were to utter them aloud, it would raise this entire Vermilion Minotaur pub to the ground. Others that would cure all of hatred and make everyone kind to one another. But the challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, I get it.
Yeah.
You don't want to say their names and just fix everything right away.
Yeah.
Because, like, no, you want to get out there. You know,
people.
Because if you fix everything, what would you fix?
That's right.
Yeah.
Damn, that is deep.
Arnie, I guess my question for you is, how's it going?
Thank you. I've been here so long, and no one seems to care how it's going for me. It's going.
Arnie, yeah? Arnie. Did you recognize how, with me and with Usador, the chest had a very pointed question?
Mm-hmm.
And with you, he said, I guess my question for you is, like he was conjuring it in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't really care.
Oh, no, John, I think he really
You know
what?
We can get back to Arnie's answer here. I have more questions.
I'll give it a 2-footnote.
Yeah, we'll come back to it at risk. And so here's my question. Usador, blue, is that forever, or could you change that at some point? Could you, like, say, like, you know what? The new color is, like, purple, and I'm used to the purple now.
I suppose I could.
Mm-hmm.
Through many machinations and magical spells, I could change myself into a purple wizard, but then I would have a new set of powers, and I would not be drawing my strength from light and shadow any longer.
Oh, you should do that.
Can I just say, you asking if I could turn it to Arnie and reposition my buttholes, you asking if Usador could be another color and he'd develop new powers, like, where were you 85 episodes ago where we would
have... I was sitting right here! So, I was literally...
Yeah, that would have been such great plot progress.
I didn't want to interrupt.
There are several times when I thought you were laughing. I thought that the trunk was laughing in the corner, and I thought I was just drunk.
Well, little column A, little column B.
You know, I usually just listen back to the episodes on my laptop, but I should put in some headphones or something. I feel like if I listen very closely to every episode, I probably just hear giggling.
Yeah, man, that's the thing is, I think anybody who hasn't heard giggling just hasn't been listening closely enough, because I have been present at every episode. And I think if you listen back through, and like, I mean, if I think I'm using this term correctly, re-download every episode. You'll hear me in the background if you're a real fan.
Yeah. Or if that doesn't work, then delete and re-download.
Yeah,
again.
Because you might have just gotten a bad download at that point. So you just want to re-download that. And then make sure you check out them sponsors. That's my favorite part of every episode is listening to you guys talk about them sponsors. They sound real nice. And like you should support them, especially Blue Apron. Blue Apron sounds amazing. I wish I could try it. Food comes in a box? Yes, please. You know what I mean?
Well, you could do an ad for them, and it would be something along the lines of, like, I don't have to eat, but with Blue Apron, I want to.
Imagine a box that rather than eating you, you ate out of it, right? Like, can you imagine such a thing? Hi, I'm Chess Trunkborn. I'm supporting Blue Apron.
Chess, I've got to say, and I know it might be just because you sat here next to this very table for all of these episodes, you've just got great podcasting instincts because
we are
really at like the sponsor part of the show, and I feel like you just get it, and I feel like you're doing everything right, unless possibly we're being sponsored by HelloFresh.
Are we being sponsored by HelloFresh?
It's certainly a possibility.
I'm also a big fan. Listen, if they support my favorite podcast, I support them. You know what I mean? And they don't pay me on this show, so I can support them at will.
But why would you need to be paid? You're like full of gold pieces, right? What's in
there? I'm not a chest. I just look like I am a chest, but I'm not a chest.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean?
Okay, well, you know what? Let's take a quick break and let's hear from whoever it is. Maybe HelloFresh, maybe not. But when we come back, I really want to learn more about you, chest. Let's really look at this chest. We'll be right back.
Suck fancy.
Get wet.
So, Chest, I just want to know, like, I think...
Oh, man, am I the guest?
You're the guest now.
I'm a Chess guest.
You're a Chess guest.
Yeah, let's do this. I'm so honored.
Yeah.
Woo! La-di-da!
So, if you're not a treasure chest, do you have, like, a base shape? Like...
I am a treasure chest. I'm just not a treasure chest. You know what I mean?
Oh.
My base shape is kind of an amorphous blob.
Imagine mine too.
friends. I do spend most of my time in one form or another. It's really hard to like get anything done as an amorphous blob.
Sure.
It's really hard to like register for anything or get any kind of respect or like meet people or, eat or breathe or sleep. Damn. So, like, I spend a lot of time as a chest. You know, and I like it. It's sturdy, made of, like, a rich mahogany wood. I got this sweet metal banding.
You know, Jess, I've got to say, I find you delightful. I keep getting distracted. It's just so adorable to watch your lid kind of just flap up and down while you talk.
Hey, thank you. You know, it's a skill. Not every mimic is able to master talking in this form because you do, you need a lot of lid control. Sure. But I went to a speech therapist. So, yeah, so now I am where I am. Thank to Dr. Box. Doc Box.
Doc Box.
Wouldn't have been here without them. Yeah. So thanks, Doc Box.
Do you mind, I don't know if it's a painful subject, like what were some of the like exercises that you had to do to...
A lot of focus on like the teeth, the tip of the tongue, the edge of the lid. You know, a lot of that, mostly oiling the hinges, honestly.
Oh.
Like it was a lot of like making sure you was well oiled and that you didn't have any like people stuck between your teeth or anything like that, because that can get in the way. And you know, also, if you're not careful, people will throw gold into your mouth.
Oof.
And like armor and stuff, so that can really affect, you know, your timbre.
Hopefully, this isn't a gauche question, but the accent, are you from a certain region?
Yeah, you know, over to the west. You know where the two legs of the river meet?
Mm-hmm.
I'm from West Virginia.
What's this again? Where is this again?
It's where the two legs of the river meet.
Yeah.
West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Well, there's vagina and then there's West Virginia.
West Virginia.
And don't make a joke about an East vagina because that's not a thing.
It doesn't exist and it's two completely different places.
Uh-huh. So like vagina is known for like stellar pork.
Correct.
Like, do you have that on the north?
We've got porking, yeah.
And West Virginia is known for our deep pits. You can go into West Virginia and find all kinds of things in there. Sparkly things or like things you can burn.
Cannot be killed by fire.
Yeah, you just got to go deep into West Virginia to find stuff. Yeah.
Just, well, but.
And really take your time there. You know, look around and really experience West Virginia because a lot of people, they just go and they're just like in and out. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But I think that to really experience West Virginia, you got to really like spend some time there, you know, and like reconnoiter the rim. You know, around like the deep pits.
Yeah,
well,
that's the thing, because you said you got to go deep into West Virginia, but I think it's also good to just explore the borders.
Oh,
you know,
there's
a lot going on there.
Absolutely. My favorite thing about it is there's a hill right to the north of West Virginia.
Uh-huh.
Just really spend some time on there, camp on there.
Oh, is that where the Clit Forest is?
Yeah, it is. You really got to focus on there, especially during the winter.
Is it really there?
I usually go to Clit Forest and like I'll just like draw the alphabet with my feet or something.
Well, that's
just
good too, because then you can teach like woodland animals the alphabet while you're there and say like gather around. Me creatures, and then you just spell out the alphabet there on the Clit Forest.
Usador, what's going on?
Oh, I'm doing some research here about the.
The Grugan?
The Grugan.
Usador, did you forget one of our arch nemesi?
No, I've learned all about him.
What do you have so far?
Going through these books while you've been talking about mystical lands I doubt that you've ever been to. And I'm
sorry, Chess. I think he gets a little nervous when we start talking about West Virginia.
No, I know. Listen, man, it can be intimidating just to find your way there sometimes.
Yeah, he's
like,
I'm just going to go to my books instead.
Yeah, I've been everywhere in Foon. All right, now, let's see. The Grugan, he cannot be killed by a sword. He cannot be killed by fire. He cannot be killed by ice. He has three blood-red eyes. He can be cast into another dimension.
Usador, can I just have a moment to talk?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Excuse us for a moment, please.
Oh, would you like us, Chunt and I, to leave?
No, I want to talk to you and Chunt. Sorry, I'm
still
getting used to
good.
It.
Oh, good.
Could you excuse us for a moment?
I'm so sorry. It's tough because you don't have hands, so it's
like, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't gesticulate.
I'll be right back.
Yeah. Grugan's not real, right?
I don't think so. It's so hard to, like, I just made it up, but...
I thought to just try something new and support what you said.
Yeah.
Okay, because I, as a fan of the show, I've listened to everything. I've never heard anything about Grugan before.
Yeah.
But I just want to make sure, because, like, he found something in the book. Okay, I just wanted to... Yeah, come on back!
Yeah. Actually, before he comes back, can I...
Oh, sorry, go back away!
Can I just say, you know, when I said, like, I thought I'd try something new and support you, I didn't mean to be a dick. It's just, like, the chest is saying, when you sit here, there's something about this table, about this room, that just makes it so... Like, let me... I see Qbert. Qbert, come here, Qbert!
Yeah, are you?
Hey, one, I don't know where your brother's at. Two, do you want to say something to our friend Arnie here?
How you doing? You look kind of stupid.
Damn.
Yeah.
See?
I don't know where that's coming from, but it just sort of came out of me. And by the way, why is this box talking?
Hey, man, don't worry about that. I like your accent. You from West Virginia?
I've been there every so often.
Yeah,
so
man.
I know my way around West Virginia. Yeah, all you right. from?
I'm from, yeah.
I'm from the hills up north.
Okay, cool.
West Virginia,
hey,
but,
come a little closer.
Well, sure. Well,
just lean in here. I got a secret.
You want to whisper me a secret? Oh, hey, there's my brother. Okay, see you. Are you still stupid?
So anyways.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still not quiet. Now I'm dead.
You know, John, I sometimes forget that we just really sit back and watch people get horribly murdered, like, a lot.
Yeah, I feel like us being passive is part of the problem.
I want you to know, he embezzled.
Oh.
So no, I don't want you to feel too bad about it.
Yeah, this chest has hurt everything.
Yeah, kind of the eyes and ears of this place. You know, so, like, he and his brother, they were stealing from the Vermilion Minotaur. So,
what?
Like,
from the Vermilion Minotaur?
Yeah.
I'm in charge of this place.
But you could run a little tighter ship. I mean, I know, yeah, I don't want... True. Listen, I know I'm just a chest.
Yeah.
You can maybe crack down on, like, embezzling and people stealing out of the till and that kind of thing.
You're right.
Yeah, we only recently killed the guy who was, you know, pure evil and spitting cats out of his mouth.
It took y'all a real long time to get to let's kill him.
Yeah, it's true.
That seems like kind of day one.
Well, I was hoping he would have some kind of redeeming value, you know.
Other than, like, his musical theater prowess.
He was a good singer, yeah.
He was a good singer.
That's true.
I did appreciate that. I can't carry a tune in a box, you know what I mean? So, like, I
appreciate
that. Really? Well, let's try some automatic tuna.
Oh, all right.
That might help you sound better if you're self-conscious about your voice.
I'm a box. It's so great to be here. Thank you for having me, Arnie and Chunks.
That was great.
But yeah,
let's
how
turn
was
on,
that, man? Was
let's
that...
turn on the auto tuna.
Hello, I'm a box. It is so great to be here with you, Arnie and Chunks. Thank you so much.
How was that, man? Was that good?
Yeah, I think it sounded kind of robotic.
I miss Usador.
Oh,
let's bring him back. Use.
Slippery.
Lucy Usy.
Gasmanius.
There may be other names that'll bring him to the table.
Dick Fisk. What was it?
Dick Fisk.
Sorry, sometimes hard to hear because sometimes the guest sits on top of me to do the show.
I've done
do
that
you
many
ever
times.
Hear echoing inside of yourself?
No, I'm not. All right, I'm not a chest. I am a chest. Is that clear?
Yes.
Is that clear?
True.
Arnie,
that's
what
true.
The fuck?
Look,
in my defense, I still think you're a badger.
I am back.
Oh, hey, Yuzi.
I've decided to join you again.
Thanks for coming back, Ominous McIntyre.
How did you know that name?
I just took it sad in the dark.
That is the name you're known amongst the mimics.
Oh.
So, Ominous McIntyre?
Yeah. So I'm amazed you said it first.
Is that why you had me leave? So you
Yeah,
could
I
tell
had
him
to tell him.
Oh.
I was bragging about all the stories about you and the mimics and how some people believe that the mimics began with the powerful spell that you cast.
It is a legend, but I must say it is only partially true. For I did take an amorphous blob, and in my experimentations with potions and magics, I took a gel and made it into a mimic.
Can I ask you a question, then? Here's my question.
Yes?
Then why didn't you give us chesticles?
Do you want some?
That is embarrassing.
Yes! Yes, please!
Okay.
Give him some trunk nuts.
Wait, are you going to put it at the bottom of the chest? Are you going to put it by the lock? Are you going to put it in the back? Where do you put chests?
This is a good question.
Where
and you know what? I'm going to leave it up to the master to decide. You know, because that's the thing is, not who here gets to choose where the testicles are?
Maybe my butthole, but not testicles.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I'm going to leave it up to you, the expert, as to where you want to put my chesticles.
Let me think about this for a moment. I think I have the answer. Taroth, Kran, Trem, Baran, Tienthi, bing, bing. One on either side.
You put on those just look like handles now. See,
this
if I grab
great.
It.
Wow, God, gentle, man, gentle. I do like it, though, because it's very aerodynamic. I like the balance, you know what I mean? Because sometimes you can get a chesticle and, like, one of them hangs lower than the other one. Mm. And you feel a little bit off balance, you know? So this is nice. I like this. They're brass, which they fit. You know, it works.
Nice.
You know, I was going to say...
Part of the whole motif.
Yeah, it works. Now, will they remain, even if I turn into an amorphous blob? Are they going to amorphous blob with me, or will they just be...
Don't worry. You'll take them in whatever shape you are.
Hell yeah.
So, I was wondering, Trunk, like, how do you change forms?
Chest Trunkborn?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm really
And let's
bad
just point
me.
Out that he literally got nuts.
This is Chunt.
This is Usador.
And we're...
Get nuts.
Well, I feel like we probably should have included
And you
chest
should also,
that.
Maybe this time, say, like, given nuts.
Here we go. This is Chest.
This is Chunt.
This is Usador.
And we're
given nuts.
I don't know that. I don't listen to this show.
Oh, thank God.
I just listened to Hello from a Magic Tavern.
Really?
What? Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
What, do you record getting nuts at this table?
Yeah, at this very table.
Oh, man, I need to tune in.
Well, that's like Usador listens to My Brother and Me, and I listen to Adventure Zone.
Oh, yes. It is a very funny show where three brothers answer advice questions.
What's this?
Wait, is this Chunt's brothers? It's Chunt's brothers, and him?
No, I wish. I don't have any brothers.
Whose brothers are they? Who's the me?
You know, I don't know which one is which.
That's dumb. Well, who would name their show that? That's so, like, confused. Who's the me?
That's a good question, because if you go up to any three of them, would they be like, me, the name of the other brother, and then my brother? Would they clarify?
And people listen to that?
Yes, and they do. It's very popular. Far more popular than this show.
Well, I don't know about
and
that.
And I would say...
well, we not do. Amongst we treasure chests.
Here's what I would do. I would go up to each one in secret and say, I know you're me.
Wait, you know they're Usador?
Nope.
Yeah.
No, in the title, I believe that each one in turn is me at some point.
Oh, what if the listener is me?
What?
And there's only two brothers?
And there's only two brothers this whole time. That's why their voices sound alike, I assume.
Oh, so the third brother is a collective delusion of the entire
audience. Well, it's more
audience.
Like you're part of the show. You know?
Oh,
so
I see.
My brother, and me, the listener.
They sound alike at first, but once you listen a little bit, you can tell who's
who. Well, you can tell one of them just has like a husky, bearded, beautiful voice, you know? And you know he's the favorite and the most interesting, probably
by
the
far.
Best chesticles.
Oh, by far, yes.
But you know what? Speaking of family, Chests, do you have a family? Like, what is it to be a mimic?
Thank you. It's a great question. You know, the thing is, it's really interesting because each mimic has one parent.
One?
Yeah. So we produce asexually. Well, I say that. Usually it takes convincing a human or similar human-type creature to have sex with a chest. And then you have the other baby. And then, you know, you kind of switch between. It's hard. There's not a lot of mimics because it's really hard to be like a sexy chest.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, can you try? Can you try right now for us?
Man, I could try.
Sorry to put you on the
spot. You promise you won't, no matter what, you won't, like, I want to keep this friends. You know what I mean? Just friends.
Nope.
I make no promises.
I promise I'm not going to come on your chest.
Okay. Let me see what I can do. Hey, you! How's that?
Pretty good. Everything's kind of sparkling.
I just basically doubled the size of my chest.
Oh, wow. But his chesticles stayed the same size.
They did. Well, because everybody likes streamlined chesticles.
Sure. Absolutely.
The smoother, the better. That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to change back because I do not
like
the way...
No, wait. Wait, I kind of like this.
Okay, and I'm back.
So what happens if a shapeshifter has sex with a mimic?
I just assume we'd all die.
All of us?
Well, that's what my parent, Trunk, told me.
Oh, your parent's name is Trunk?
Yeah, that's why I'm Trunkborn.
Oh.
Chest Trunkborn.
Oh.
And your child will be Chestborn.
Exactly. I'm thinking Box. Box if it's a boy, Box if it's a girl.
It's not a great name for a girl, but...
That was my mother's.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. That was very rude of me. My father
married after having...
Oh, I see.
So
yeah,
I see. I should say my stepmother, but really raised me from when I was a tiny ring box.
I feel terrible. I did not mean to offend you.
This
side up.
I think Box is a great name. I think Trunk is a great name for a person or a weird media conglomerate.
You could join the club and get... Well, so my father started a business called Trunk Club, where he would look at someone and go, that shirt's terrible. And then he would rip it off their body.
Oh, wow.
And that was kind of where it stopped. Not a lot of people wanted to join. He never really figured out step two. And I think that was where it kind of fell apart. And I was like, Father, you have to, like, give a certain... You have to get... You can't just take away. And he said...
Replace it with a better shirt.
Right. And that... You know, here's the thing. I said that a lot of times. And he just kind of, like, turned away from me. And that was the last time I talked to my father.
It was
yesterday.
Oh,
I mean, I just haven't seen him.
I
just haven't seen him since yesterday.
Sure. Can I come back to something?
Do you want to double back?
Are you going to go back to like an asterisk or
about
one of
buttholes?
Our
footnotes?
No, nothing to do with buttholes for once. The Grugan.
Oh yeah.
He can't
Steve
be killed with
Grugan.
He can't be killed with a sword or by fire or by ice. But he can be cast into another dimension where all his molecules will be separated and spread throughout that parallel dimension.
Okay.
Should I summon him here and kill him now?
Oh.
Okay,
wait,
I'll do
wait,
it.
Wait, hold on. Do you have the power to send other things into other dimensions?
Wait. Why did you never mention that before?
Oh. Hey, how's it going?
Grogan.
What?
You look at me with your three fiery eyes, mine sworn enemy.
Dude, I was sleeping.
And I shall cast thee into the dimension where molecules are torn and sent hurling through the universe.
Hey, Groot.
Hey, how's it going, man? What's the city doing? Dude, I got inoculated against that casting like eons ago.
This is why vaccinations are so important.
I've got to look at my book.
I heard they cause all kinds of problems.
Well, that's the thing. Is like, as far as I'm concerned, you know, just a little bit of vaccination goes a long way.
But you get a little bit of that spell, right? If you vaccinate against
the
spell,
you get a dead part of the spell, right?
No,
so, like,
thank you.
Well, man, you say that, but the spell is dead. It doesn't work like that. Now, it might have a little swelling.
You guys, I'm famished. Does anybody have, like, a jelly pile or some chicken feet or something? It was such a night last night.
Here's some Grimbear.
Okay.
How about that? It turns out you can cast him into another dimension, or he can be killed by a monster trap. Just, you can kill the Grogan for us.
You're going to kill him with a trap?
Now, hold
on,
man.
Monster trap. A monster trap?
It was a monster trap, but I've changed my ways now.
Chess was best man at my wedding.
Yeah, he's my roommate, man. I'm not going
to... We go back to university.
Yeah.
How's that theater?
Box you.
How's that theater degree working out for you, by the way?
Not great.
No?
No, man.
Yeah. Well, I could do something with your...
You know, at first I did work. I did a lot of costume work, mostly as a wardrobe, but, you know... It hasn't really panned out since in this economy.
Have you considered being a prop?
I'm a living being.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fuck, Arnie, what are you doing?
I don't know.
You're not from around here, are you, dude?
I'm not. I'm sorry, Grogan.
That was so uncool.
Hey, could you send Grogs home? It's his night to do dishes.
I would like to defeat one of our arch enemies sometime.
Have you thought about
malaise? I'll tell you what. Say a little your ridiculous spell whatever at me, and I'll just walk out the front door, and we'll pretend that you got me, okay?
Bing.
Fine.
Okay, you put a little top hat on.
Oh, by the way, I just found under this table, there's this two-handed axe. It's got some jewels and crap on it. I don't know. It looks kind of important. You guys want it?
Oh, yes, here.
No, not you. Don't get it. Well, okay. How about you, Badger? You look good.
Ooh, yeah, thank you.
Here you go. Oh. All right, yo, Chest. I'll see you at the meeting.
Yeah, man.
All right, one day at a time, man.
Yeah.
All right, see ya.
Arnie, is a two-handed axe two-handed if I can hold it in one hand?
Is it two-pawed? How's that translate?
Well, that's a good question.
Because I can hold it in one hand.
Yeah, I don't.
You could use two though, and you'd get a better swing out of it, probably.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I like this a little smoother than my hammer.
Yeah, it looks great. It's beautiful. And how do we know that's not a tiny mimic? Like now, I'm worried that like everything's a mimic.
Well, here's a good question: is it eating Chun?
Oh.
Then it's probably cool.
I can't believe that combination of words has never come up on the podcast before.
Took somebody from West Vagina. So I'll put this axe aside, and we'll wait 150 episodes. And if it doesn't turn out to be a mimic, then I'll use it.
Okay.
Let's do that with everything in a tavern. Anything we find, we'll wait 150.
Y'all want me to tell you?
Give 150?
Here's a mimic?
That would
be... Oh, he's a mimic. You know what I mean? And that guy's a mimic.
Wait.
What?
He's probably
that
a mimic.
That chair's a mimic?
No. Well, I wouldn't send it.
Oh, man.
You're fucking blowing everyone's cover.
Well, you're my boys. You know what I mean? I'm not going to let you sit on someone's face.
Yeah. You're looking out.
That is not a mimic. That person over there, that's a person.
Okay, good to know.
That chest, not a mimic.
Oh, took a while. Is there distinguishing features in terms of like a certain sheen or a certain...
It's a smell.
Oh, smell.
Yeah.
Is it something that just you can pick up or...
Yeah, because you'd have to get real close and you don't want to.
No, that's true.
Can you describe it? Is it like a sulfuric...
No, it's kind of like a boxy smell, but like not right. You know, like you smell boxy, you're like, something's up with that box. You know what I mean? Like maybe you left some old sweaters in there, you know, but also the sweaters, maybe they were wet when they went in there.
Oh.
And also maybe like there's some mice living in the sweaters.
Are the mice wet?
The mice are wet, but not in a normal way. They're wet in a weird way where they just like stay wet forever. And you're like, shouldn't that be drying up by now? But they just seem to get wetter and wetter over time, but the sweaters get drier. So the mice are getting wetter and they're getting drier sweaters, that kind of thing. And you're like, what is going on? And there's like one corner of the box, just smell-wise, that's like kind of mildewed. Mm-hmm. But not the whole box, but you can kind of see like a liquid stain on the box. And you're like, that's weird. That looks like my grandma's face. That kind of thing. You know, so if you smell that, it might be a mimic.
It smells like a dream.
Yeah, 50-50. Oh. I would say 50-50 shot. If it smells like a dream, you might be a mimic.
Can you give us just a few of, like, if you might be a mimic?
Yeah, so if you find that when someone touches you, they stick to you and you eat them, you might be a mimic. Yeah. If you came from West Virginia, and that is both a source of pride and humor, you might be a mimic.
It's funny because it's true.
Shut up, Rubes!
These observations are so box-worthy.
I don't think the Grugan is our enemy.
Well, don't get on his bad side, you know what I mean? One night it was my night to do dishes. I did not. He pouted for weeks.
Well, Chest, thank you so much for, I guess, revealing yourself. And also thank you for never getting around to eating me.
Yeah, I mean, not yet.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah, well, you know what? I would say thank you for having me, but, I mean, I've been here the whole... I'm honored to be on the show. Also... a little bit now kind of disenfranchised, a little bit of like, well, now that I've been on it, you know, seen behind the curtain, I don't know. It's just not.
Oh, sure.
Now, I thought it was going to be just a rip-roaring fun time.
There's a lot of lulls.
A lot of lulls in the conversation.
And I don't mean LOLs. I mean LULLs.
Yeah, no, for real.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know what it is about this table. Arnie is kind of annoying the shit out of me.
Right? That's what I've been saying.
Yeah, I think it's the table. I don't know what it's varnished with or what is going on, but...
Well, Arnie talked about in his world there's a thing called Harry Potter, and uh-huh. Harry Potter has these... Horcruxes,
uh-huh.
And if somebody holds them, it makes them angry. And so yeah. I don't know if like this table is magicked in some way that it makes us angry at a certain person. Like,
yeah, because when I'm sitting over there, it's like, oh, Arnie's hair looks great. He's having a great day, and I'm so happy for him. Oh, has he lost weight? And then I pull up to the table, and I'm like, fuck you, you know. And I let me be clear, I do not mean it.
Guys, everybody, pick up your microphone. Let me take my laptop. Let's just move over to the next table.
Wait. Is that table a mimic?
No, just a magic table.
Are you discerning or are you shitting?
Both. It's kind of like, you know how you read the tea leaves?
Mm-hmm.
I read my shit.
That should have been a clue, because I have to say I did notice that there's that treasure chest was sitting there all this time.
Well, let me be clear. I don't have to shit. I'm a monster. Shit when I want to or when I need to tell the future to tell if something's a mimic.
And guys, just for future reference, we can look for the smell that's, you know, the old sweaters that are wet with the consistently wet mice and the grandma face, or just look for piles of shit behind an object.
Also that, especially if they form some kind of omen or portent. Yeah.
But guys, in this world, people are constantly just shitting behind objects.
Man, tell me about it.
Right? Oh, no. Yeah, terrible things must happen near you.
Yeah.
I'm constantly shitting on Arnie.
But I think it's the table.
Yeah, let's go to this other table.
Okay,
let's go to
that
table.
Yeah.
Arnie, let me help with that. Let me help with that equipment.
Hey, man, I appreciate it.
Why don't you shut up, chunt?
What?
Oh,
why don't you shut up for once?
Trying to help Arnie.
No, why don't you shut up for once?
Shut your chunt hole.
Chunt.
My chunt hole, is that my mouth or my
chunt
hole?
Chunt off.
Chunt off?
Guys, I think there's something about this table that doesn't like chunt.
Let's try another one.
Shut the fuck up.
Let's try a different table.
Let's go to a different one. Here we go.
I'm used to it. I'm a wizard. I got many names.
I do have many names.
My whole thing is all my names. Well, I got names in a
rope.
My rope smells like dookie.
I like to talk for like 3 minutes at a time. And even at about the 2 minute mark, I realize I don't really know where I'm going with this, but I charge on for another minute.
Wait, this table make Arnie hate himself?
I wasn't talking about myself, but I do that.
This table makes Arnie funny.
Let's go back to the original table.
This very table. We're back.
You guys are lucky that I have a really strong sense of self-worth. I'm great.
Let's read an email.
As always, you, the listener at home, can email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. And help us out, like, figure out some of the mysteries of the tavern. Here's an email. The subject line is, hello. And it just says, I'm a librarian. Is there any way I can help? From Graham Fox.
There are what?
They're a librarian. On Earth, it's a job where you keep people quiet around books.
Because the books scare easy?
Probably. Well, I guess it's so that if people are reading at the library, which is weird, because why not? You can check the books out and take them home and read them someplace else.
Oh, like a bookstore.
Yeah, exactly. It's like on my world, we have bookstores, but you can get stuff for free, but you have to bring it back.
Well, I suppose this person could help if they chose to send us some of their magical tomes and enchanted books with full of spells that we could use against the forces of evil.
Well, the books on my world don't have spells in them.
God, tell me about it.
But they have a different kind of magic, which is the magic of learning.
Whoa, a star just shot across the top of your head.
I remember you mentioning this, I think it was off mic. Do they have any of them, the tiny fishes you used to have, them microfish? They got any of those that they could send? We could use them as, like, tiny spies. I'm sorry to butt my way into your resistance. I just realized, you know what? I'm not going to presume.
No, please. Chest.
Yes.
Join our resistance. Help us defeat the Dark Lord
and
the Void and, hey, the Grugan. That's up to you whether you want it. That, I know that's your friend.
Yeah.
I get it.
I can go either way.
He didn't seem that bad to me.
Do you have any qualms with him at home in the living situation?
I mean, do I? He eats all my frozen food.
Ugh.
He keeps his socks in me.
You freeze food?
Yeah.
Weird.
I got an ice box.
Wait, that's the weird thing? His friend keeps his socks inside of him.
I'm not crazy about that. Yeah. Get cotton mouth.
To be fair, he's a box.
I'm not.
He's
a
mimic.
Hey, you're this table doesn't make me like Ernie more.
Yay. I think I made you like me more, but it can be the
table. Let's call a table a table.
Email here from Francisco Laredo. Says, hello, Usador, Arnie, and Chunt.
Hello.
I am from Mexico. I was just wondering if there are any Spanish-speaking people in Foon. Thanks. Love the show. Getting nuts is better, though.
Well, that's a great question. I don't know. Do you guys have the Spanish language in Foon?
No, okay. Just Foonish.
Wait, are you speaking Foonish? Wait, are we speaking? I've never thought about this before.
We're speaking Foonish now. Of course, there's also Elvish and Dwarvish.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the base language that most of us speak and share.
There's Finnish when you're done talking.
When you're done.
Yes.
Or like what you do with a basement.
Yeah.
There's conversations and language that occur across eons of time, and we call that Spanish because, it spans time. It's understood by future generations.
Slow. It's very slow.
Yeah.
There's Fingarian.
Oh.
Let's see. What else is there? There's Blimith.
There's love languages, which is like how you communicate to someone else. Do you give gifts?
There's sign language, like anything you write on a sign, sign language.
That one can be cumbersome because you have to carry a bunch of signs around.
Yeah. No, that's a problem.
Does that answer the question?
What are people doing when they do this gesture to me all the time? Because I've seen this around town.
That means fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty universal, actually.
Yeah, that actually is exactly the same on my world.
Do you know any Spanish?
Sí. I do not. See, I do not know any Spanish.
K? Are we just listing letters?
Oh, la. La is, that's more of a combination of letters.
Actually, I want to get back to Graham Fox, the librarian. I do know something. Graham, if you can find any information in Earth books that would help us in the tavern. Like, I was wondering, what's this?
Isn't that what I said?
Well, not spells, but there might just be.
Fine, go ahead.
It made it sound like there was a lot of books in this place.
Yeah.
Maybe any kind of guidance other than useful information. Because that could be like, how to start a fire.
Okay, well, how about this? It feels like we have this painting of Otok's father, Darby, and before we opened it up and found the dagger of Vascohalar, am I saying that anywhere near?
Vascohalar.
Before we found that, in the painting, Darby was alive, and then after we got it out in the painting, Darby is dead, and he's pointing up to the ceiling? Like, I guess, is there anything on Earth about...
Where is he buried, by the way? I meant to ask that. Is he buried in the Vermilion Minotaur, or is he, like...
Just outside.
Okay.
All the Barleyfoots are buried at the base of the tree that's connected.
Oh, so he's not buried in the cemetery across town?
Oh, no. The Barleyfoots bury themselves near the Vermilion Minotaur. Dripfang is over there interrogating everyone else, but we should have him interrogate the Barleyfoots as well.
Oh, that's right. Dripfang's been spending a lot of time in the cemetery.
Yes, well, we instructed him to do so, and he did not do well on his performance review, so he's trying to show off a little.
Yeah.
I heard that Darby was cremated and then his ashes were mixed with paint and that's what was used to paint that picture.
Oh, really?
But that's just a rumor.
Ooh. I never heard that.
Well, I also heard that if you say his name three times, then people would be like, yeah. And like, no, not you. Sorry. It's not a good rumor. I don't hear a lot of rumor. I'm just in the corner over here. So like, I just kind of catch as catch can,
Sure.
Right. And I'm like, wait, what was that? but I don't say it.
Hear every third word and just kind of fill in the blanks. Yeah.
We should try to find Otok.
Oh, yeah. We meant to do that. We'll get around to
we'll
it.
We'll get around to it.
Well, that's another language, Otok.
Well, Graham, please, if you find any information about Darby or Dead Darby or, like, Darby...
Roller Darby?
Roller Darby. Anything about... Any info about Darby, the end of Darby, anything.
Oh, he's speaking Otok. It's just where you talk with all O's.
I'm fluent.
Have you ever heard Pig Latin?
What's Pig Latin?
That's rude.
I think my favorite aspect of this entire enterprise is its family-friendly nature. Picturing those wee toe-headed children leaning in close to the speakers, especially during episodes like this, it just brings a tear to my eye. And another, and suddenly morning has come. Use It or the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Refai. Chest Trunkborn, the mimic shaped like a treasure chest, was played by special guest Travis McElroy, one of the titular brothers from the podcast My Brother, and Me, as well as a near infinite number of other podcasts, all of which can be found at McElroyShows.com. And if you like our little pageant that happens once a week, despite my best efforts, you're sure to enjoy The Adventure Zone, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast Travis does with his brothers and father that actually wraps up a storyline every now and then, as impossible as that sounds. Assorted other characters, including Grugan, were all played by Paul Saborin of the band Paul and Storm. Check out his music at paulandstorm.com. So are we really saying the mimic was there for every episode? I'm finding that a hard sandwich to masticate. Craig, could you reconstitute an old recording? I don't know, maybe episode 13, subheading Boys Night, so we can fact check.
And then, you know, a few hours later, he's hungry again. It was just like the best. It was just like the best whole time with my dad.
Yeah,
that's my ghost story.
Good.
There's a good story. Terrifying.
Yeah, definitely,
did I do that right?
No, I mean, that's technically, that is a ghost story. Absolutely.
Was it Boys Night worthy?
Boys Night!
Tara, Z-Semine, Sproul,
y'all. Oh, thank you.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm gonna try. I don't have any intrinsic magic, so mine's probably not gonna illuminate.
Yes, obviously.
All right. Gaylord Licking Dauber.
Good one, Arnie.
He clearly didn't hear that one properly.
Chunt, you rascal.
Gaily Licking Common.
All right, thank you. Ooh, okay. Boys Night.
Boys Night.
Boys Night.
Well, I'll be trapped in a dusty jewel. It's very subtle, but he was there the whole time. Craig, I'll be spending an hour or two in the shame hamper. Dot the I's and cross the T's here, would you?
Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Garrett Schultz. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard Laban. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. You know, friends, with the holidays approaching and old St. Nick knocking on the chimney, we've got lots of Magic Tavern merchandise on Podswag, Topotico, and Ann Arbor Tees. But the easiest way to find it all is to go to hellofromthemagictavern.com. There you'll see links to the new Magic Tavern pins, the Gettin' Nuts shirt, the Magic Tavern dress-up magnets, posters, and maps, and just a whole lot more. Give a Magic Tavern gift this holiday season. It helps support the podcast, and it'll make some Magic Tavern fan real happy. You can also visit us on Facebook or Twitter. Big ol' pile of thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op, and thanks, of course, to Earwolf. All aboard!
If you spend most of your time in a dank dungeon pretending to be a box, you might be a mimic. If you've got a bunch of horses up on blocks in your yard, you might be a mimic. If you got kicked out of chess club, you might be a mimic. If you've never known the touch of a loved one, you might be a mimic. If you're lonely, oh so lonely, so very, very, very lonely, you might be a mimic.